Chapter 34. Yes, of course, apostrophe said Darton. I think now to go straight to the inn and tell Johns what has happened. Apostrophe. It was not till after he had shaken hands with her that he turned hesitatingly and added, will you tell the mother of his children that, as they are now left fatherless, I shall be glad to take the eldest of them, if it would be any convenience to her and to you? Apostrophe. Mrs. Hall promised that her son's widow should be told of the offer, and they parted. He retired down the rooty slope, and disappeared in the direction of the inn, where he informed Johns of the circumstances. Meanwhile Mrs. Hall had entered the house. Sally was downstairs in the sitting room alone, and her mother explained to her that Darton had readily assented to the postponement. No doubt he has, apostrophe said Sally, with sad emphasis. It is not put off for a week, or a month, or a year. I shall never marry him, and she will. Apostrophe. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.